From the farmers and ranchers of Farm Bureau, this is Farm Weekend. New projections from the Department of Agriculture predict farm income to increase in 2025. Mike Davis has a closer look.
The latest net farm income forecast from USDA's Economic Research Service predicts farm income to increase in 2025. However, Barrett Nelson, an economist for the American Farm Bureau Federation, says it's important to look at the data beyond just the top line numbers.
Net farm income is forecast at $179.8 billion for this year. This is an increase of $52 billion, or about 41% from last year. Most of this increase comes from government payments, which are forecast to be $40.5 billion of that total of $179 billion. This is an increase of about 300% from where it was last year.
Nelson says the report paints a picture of two very different farm economies.
Cash receipts from crop sales are forecast to fall by 2.5% to $236.6 billion, in addition to USDA adjusting February's earlier estimate for crop receipts down by $17 billion. So if this were realized, this would be the lowest since 2007. On the other side of this, receipts for animals and animal products are forecast to increase by 11% to just shy of $300 billion. Most of this is from higher prices for cattle and eggs. This would be record high for this category.
Mike Davis, Washington.
MAHA report recognizes solutions within agriculture. More when Farm Weekend returns.
Hey, farmers and ranchers, in the hustle of the day, don't forget to tend to your own well-being. Just like you check on your cattle and crops, take a moment to check in with yourself and your neighbors. Mental health is just as crucial as the health of your farm. So let's look out for each other. Reach out, lend an ear, and remember, it's okay to ask for help. This message brought to you by Kansas Farm Bureau and Kansas Farmers Union.
The Trump administration this week released its Make America Healthy Again Commission assessment of improving childhood health and identified four potential drivers behind the rise in childhood chronic disease that present the clearest opportunities for progress: poor diet, chemical exposure, lack of physical activity and chronic stress, and over-medicalization. American Farm Bureau Federation President Zippy Duval said, AFBF agrees with the commission's overall goal and commended them on their willingness to listen to the people who grow the nation's food to agriculturalists, noting that the farmers and ranchers share the goal of improving health outcomes in America, and they are dedicated to growing safe, nutritious, and affordable food for America's families. Healthy meals start with healthy farms, and we appreciate the report's recognition of the vital role farmers play in the food supply chain. The strategy outlines targeted executive actions to advance gold standard science, realign incentives, increase public awareness, and strengthen private sector collaboration, all within 120 initiatives. Next, Insight with Glenn Brunko.
Does your health plan lack dental and vision coverage? With Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans, you can get a dental and vision bundle for yourself or your family at an affordable price, giving you the ability to maximize your benefits and lower your costs. Plus, you'll get a solid network of providers in one convenient package. Learn more at kfbhealthplans.com or contact a Farm Bureau Financial Services agent near you.
Now, Insight with Glenn Brunko.
Jennifer and I sell lamb at the farmer's market in Manhattan. Sure, it's a great way to market our product, but what I really enjoy most is talking with the people. I take a lot of pride in the meat we produce, and I like sharing that story with consumers. Sometimes that means answering tough questions. A gentleman recently asked if we used pesticides. I told him yes, they're an important tool on our farm. He refused to believe our meat was safe, no matter how much I explained. In the end, I chalked it up to the old saying, you can't win them all, but that doesn't mean you stop trying. On the other hand, another customer asked if our lamb was free of hormones and antibiotics. I explained that sheep can't receive added hormones, and when it comes to antibiotics, we use as few as possible, but when an animal is sick, I'm going to treat it and make it better. Their health and well-being come first. That customer bought the lamb. As farmers and ranchers, we won't win every conversation. But every time we share the truth about how we raise food, we make another friend for agriculture. And we need every friend we can get.
Join us next week for another edition of Farm Weekend from Kansas Farm Bureau, the voice of agriculture.